Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of On the Verge. On today's episode, I am joined by Lohani Santos, who is an actor and content creator based in New York. Lohani went viral with a video sharing her frustration trying to find a job in New York City. And in this episode, we will talk about the struggles of finding a job, her career journey, creating content, developing self-confidence, and much more. Hope you enjoy it. This is On the Verge. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lohani. Welcome to On the Verge.
Hello, Valentina.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
I found you through a video that a lot of people find you through, I think, where you were very frustrated trying to find a job. It took you to the point where you were going around New York City with paper resumes, like trying to get a minimum wage job, and you're like, I have a degree, I can't get a job, and somehow I'm trying all these things, still no replies. So you posted this very honest, raw video that gained so much traction, because I think a lot of people really identified with it, myself included. At the moment I was applying for jobs, I already had a job, which was a very privileged position to be in, but applying to new jobs and no answer. It's like everyone's ghosting you.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. What did you feel in that moment, and why did you post that?
In that moment, a little before, to backtrack, I was working as a babysitter before and pursuing an acting career. And then I was let go late November. And then I thought, oh, this is great. Like, I'm going to have time for myself, time for content, but I wasn't making an income. And so a month went by and I was like, okay, like maybe if I wait another week or two, like things will really get going for me. And then the day that I posted that video was a day that I had a reality check with myself. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not making an income off of social media and I need to pay my rent.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to get a survival job because I wasn't getting a 9-to-5 opportunities when I was applying on LinkedIn and just like online. And so that day I printed like 50 resumes of my professional resume. And then I went around to different coffee shops and all of them were saying either we're not hiring, come back in 6 weeks, or I'll hold on to your resume. And if something comes, I'll give you a call. And I was like, okay, great. And then I would like leave my resume with them. And then by the time I was like at the fifth coffee shop, fifth rejection of the day, I was like so upset. And then I thought to myself like, oh, why are things like so hard? This honestly doesn't feel, it just doesn't feel good and it doesn't feel right. Because when I got an education, I was under the impression of, okay, I'm going to get this education and then after that, I'm going to get a job. Because that's what you're told when you're, you know, that's what we're told growing up. Like, you go to college and then you get a good job after. And that didn't happen for me. So the day that I posted that video, it was kind of me asking for help in a way because I felt helpless. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to post this because I'm also feeling frustrated. There has to be somebody else out there that maybe feels the same way that I do, or, you know, maybe can help me, or somebody can talk to me. And so, yeah, to my surprise, like that video really got a lot of traction very, very quickly.
You found so many people who were in your same position of the same kind of logic. It's like, got an education, trying to find a job seems impossible when it's basically, I've been sold a lie. I've been told I get an education, I have all these qualifications, then getting a job shouldn't be that uphill. And somehow it's so frustrating for a lot of people who can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
To people who are in that situation, that now I also want to get into your journey of what happened after the video and all, but to someone who might be in the place that you were at when you recorded that.
Yeah.
What would you say to them to, like, basically not give up?
Right. I will also say that that video was also me giving up in a way, too. But what I found through posting that and being vulnerable online is that when you share your problems or when you talk to other people or even your friends online, other people will be there to help you. And I didn't believe in that before that video. I always thought, okay, I'm independent, I can do things on my own, I don't need anyone to help me, because I always thought there would be no one to help me because I've always been so independent.
Yeah.
So I would say to the people out there still looking for opportunities, don't be scared to talk to your friends, talk to people you admire, just like share where you want to be and what your goals are, because you never know who's going to recommend you to their job, who's going to help you out, who's going to be your boss in 6 months from now, or who maybe you're going to be the boss in 6 months from now. You just never know where you're going to be when you share your things with other people.
I love that way of thinking as well, where there's a point where being independent also means acknowledging when you need help and being able to reach out to people as if it's not a weakness, but being able to acknowledge what you can take on and what you can't. And sometimes you need help. Like, we're humans. We're meant to be socialized, and we can't do everything alone. So I think it's a good point of being honest about when you need help. Mm-hmm. And in this video, you reached out for help, and I think you got it, right? Did it?
Yeah.
How did this moment start changing things for you?
Wow, I feel like it changed a lot for me, because like I posted that video and 2 hours later it was at 3 million views.
And oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, I had 50,000 followers on TikTok and I had 4,000 followers on Instagram. And I gained 100,000 followers in one night.
That's insane.
It was an incredible like momentum. But what was interesting about that is that as I was getting like, as my video was being seen, I was being reached out to by thousands of people around the world, and they either were sharing what they were going through with me, or they were giving me, like, asking me to come to their countries and work there. People were sending me job listings that they thought I could be a good fit for. People were offering me, like, direct referral links to their jobs so that I could apply there. It was just, like, really beautiful and heartwarming and something I never experienced before. It was just this great outreach where I was being helped, but I was also helping people in a way, because people were thanking me for making them feel seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with social media, people are so like keen on sharing all their positives and their highlights and their good. And then I come in and I share my downfall, or I share my rock bottom moments, or I share my real moments. And I feel like that's what makes me like feel more human to other people, because I'm not afraid to share when I'm feeling down as well.
But I also think that to people who relate to your story or that follow you and like your content. And I've talked about this on the podcast before as well, where we need that content, because it's nice to see when people share your same experiences, right? And our real experiences are the good and the bad. There's no way that you're always living like a life that's perfect. So by opening up to even the internet, you got probably the best reception that you had ever gotten from everyone who... There's obviously trolls on the internet and stuff mm-hmm. like that, but most people are nice people. And when you're saying, I'm at this position where I'm not doing well, it's amazing that you're saying people all over the world wanted to help you. And that's such a beautiful thing and so powerful from the internet. Do you find, in general, is your following or following or not, whatever feedback you receive, is it generally positive? Do you struggle sometimes with the more negative side of social media?
I will say that, yes, there's positives and negatives to social media. I find that Instagram has more like negativity in the comment section versus TikTok. TikTok is more like community-based and more friendly-based. And I feel like it's a little easier there than mm-hmm. Instagram. But honestly, whenever I get those hate comments, I don't really look at it as somebody's commenting mean things about me, because I look at it as like everything that they comment, I know that's not true about me. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, that's not for me. Like, I don't believe in those things. So I feel like a lot of the times when people comment mean things, maybe like they're not feeling good, maybe they're not having a good day. So I kind of just disregard it. And for the people who comment beautiful things, I comment back with positivity. So.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot of your TikTok community and the things you post. And for me, it seems something that's creating just a very supportive group of people really rooting for you and following your path from that moment where you were maybe not doing amazing to getting more opportunities, boosting your content creation career as well.
Yeah.
And I've also been noticing two things on your profile that I really loved. That number one, you posted this video of your boyfriend does music.
Yes.
And I think there's a moment in everyone's lives, somewhere in their 20s, where it seems that dreams are just so hard to achieve, kind of becoming impossible. And in these videos, you're saying, I'm not gonna like let him give up on this dream that he has.
Yeah.
And you've also kind of restarted trying to go into acting, because I imagine that's also kind of a dream in your life.
Yeah.
The fact that you are so determined to go after your dreams and also encourage other people to go after theirs, I think it's very admirable. And that creates a very positive energy, I would say, on the internet. And I love that.
Yeah.
What is the importance of paying attention to what one wants and following that passion that you might have for you?
This reminds me of when I was in middle school and I was in band, and my teacher had this poster in the hallway, and the poster read, "If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life." And I remember that quote since I was like 7 years old, and I always kept it in mind. And for me, I always think to myself, like, what is it that I love? What is it that brings me joy? What sparks me? And that is like leading a creative life, whether it's pursuing my dreams of being an actor or content creator or whatever it is. I always think to myself, like, this is what I want, and I'm not gonna give up on it. I'm gonna do everything in my power to really like push it forward. And yes, an acting career is a very hard career to pursue, but I love it so much that I think to myself, all the people around me can say no, but I will always say yes to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what keeps me moving forward, is giving yourself like the opportunity to keep pushing, because someday you'll get there, you know? I think that the way to make it with all of your dreams is to just keep going, because, you know, there has to be light at the end of the tunnel. I believe there is. So yeah. For me, whether it's like being very delusional or optimistic or positive, I think that like when I'm 80 years old, I'd like to look back in my life and say, oh, I'm so glad I did that.
Or I tried at least.
Yeah.
And the logic behind this as well is it takes one yes. Right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna be told no for sure. And then one person says yes, and that can change everything. And even it's like with your one video that suddenly in a few hours had 3 million views, you can see the power of just like it takes one moment for things to change. And even when pursuing something like acting, I think it's, you may be auditioning for 10 auditions. You don't need 10 yeses.
Exactly.
You need one.
Yeah.
And if you don't even try it, then that's already a no.
Yeah.
So.
And also, like, for myself, I've been, like, I went to college for acting. I went to Pace University.
Yeah.
And I've been auditioning professionally for, like, 5 years. And I never got one yes, even after college. And this February, I thought to myself, okay, well, I'm going to take a break from it. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay, let me give it one more go.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it, like, one more year. And so I went, I got new pictures, and now I'm looking for new, like, agents. And this time around, I'm just feeling excited, because I feel like also there's less pressure behind it too, and more like, if it's going to happen for me, it will happen. And if it doesn't, that's okay. Let's pivot and continue leading a creative life in other ways. But
dreams have to be flexible as well. I think that's a great point. I heard a video, I think it was Tilda Swinton, that she was saying, like, it's great for dreams to be malleable, because if it's this very specific thing, then it can break. But also life starts happening, and even your wants might change along the road, right? So being malleable and allowing your dream to, there's always a consistency of kind of your North Star, but that can take different shapes as you age. And I think allowing for that flexibility of, if you have to pivot, maybe your dream becomes something else as well.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
But trying the acting part, I think it's also very courageous, and I'm happy you're doing that. And I wish you,
thank you, me too,
all the success. How do you balance, though? Because you have a job now.
Yes.
Like, what is it, social media manager?
Yeah, I'm a social media manager at a PR company called Redgar Comms.
So you're doing that.
Yeah.
You're a content creator. You're trying to audition. It sounds to me like you're doing a million things. How do you fit all these things into your life and make it work time-wise and also fitting maybe a social life? How do you organize your time to be able to do so many things?
I'll say that my work schedule is pretty flexible, so I'm lucky that I have enough time to also work on my own content. But every day I kind of like have a game plan or a list, and I kind of like think to myself, okay, today I'm gonna make like 3 videos, and after that I'm gonna go to an event, or it depends. I kind of just take it day by day, and yeah, you kind of just like fake it till you make it in life. Yeah. I feel like I'm still figuring it out.
There's no recipe to organizing your time.
No, there's no recipe. I would just say just like day by day.
Yeah. That's amazing. And on the content creation side, something that I wanted to ask you, because I'm here advocating for the people. I think I wanted to ask you what I think people who listen to this might want to hear. In content creation specifically, there's a lot of people who might dream of it or think I could potentially do this, but they're so scared of feeling judged or shy. And I watched your videos and I really admire your self-confidence. Like, you're completely being yourself, which I also think is why you gain a following, because the more honest you are, people fall in love with who you are as a person, and that's why they follow you. But I get it that someone who might be getting started, or they don't really have followers yet and they feel shy doing videos of just who they are and putting themselves out there. How did you get to the point of being so confident online? Was this something that was natural to you, or did you develop this?
I would say that I definitely developed it over time. And also, for anyone who does want to pursue a career in content creation, I think that there has to be a want and a lot of joy behind it in order to really like push yourself forward. Because if it feels like a chore, or if it's not something that you're having fun doing, I'm not sure that it's worth it. But I will say that I posted, this is like my 5th TikTok account, because I've been posting on TikTok for like 3-4 years, and it wasn't until September forward that my video started gaining traction. But before that, every time my account like didn't do well, because all my videos would only reach 200 views. So then I would delete the account, make a new one, delete the account, make a new one, because I thought, oh, this account must be broken. It's not working out for me. It's broken. Let me just make a new one. And so then after like the 5th account, I thought, okay, well, I guess it's just me. I'm just going to stick to this one account, and this is what it's going to be. But I'm not kidding. Like 200 views, I would never break out of that jail, and I would give up for a month, because I thought, oh, what's the point? Like, this isn't going anywhere. But then I thought, no, but I'm having so much fun doing it, and I miss doing it. So I kept pushing for it. And then eventually my videos started doing better, and they started getting traction. I started building more community online, and then it all felt more like, oh, okay, yeah, this feels more fun. Like, this feels more real.
This is how it should feel.
Yeah, it feels more real, because now people are interacting with my videos. Like, I'm having conversations with people, and now I feel like there's more sense of community within my platform. But yeah, like it wasn't always like 100,000 followers online, or, you know, my videos weren't always doing well. I hit like nothing for years before something started doing better.
Yeah. And did you have moments where you felt shy about posting specifically, or were you always like?
Yeah, I will say like there definitely was a moment where, like, for example, before I would post a lot of lifestyle videos, but I really wouldn't share much of my life. I wouldn't share my problems. I would just share like what I was doing that day, maybe what coffee I was drinking. And yeah, there was a fear behind being perceived. But then I realized that if I wanted to be where I am now, or where I see myself going, I had to share more of me online, because nobody knew who I was. And then that's also what pushed me forward, was thinking, okay, I want to be an actor, but casting directors don't know who I am yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to be seen. I want to be known in order to achieve all these dreams that I have. And so for me, it was kind of like letting go of this wall that I built in order to be seen. So I feel like when you post online, you have to like, I feel it for me, like I want to be seen. So I'm going to show these parts of myself.
You have to let go of that.
And I also think that with posting online, you let go of some of like the private parts of yourself in some ways, and sometimes it feels a little bit invasive in another, but then you pick and choose what you want to share too, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like for me, I just try and share, like document my life. And then I'll just go from there. But yeah, sometimes I feel shy. And you can sometimes see that in my videos because I feel like in person I'm
really
more extroverted.
I don't think
really
I
you don't
no.
think so
no
oh,
I mean
okay.
to me it yeah. looks like you're completely confident about
yeah.
what you're doing and they also seem very authentic, which
yeah.
is why I really like them, because when it feels like someone's
yeah.
kind of putting on a show for a video, it's like I don't relate to that. But when you see a person that's a person and they're
yeah.
like sharing who they are more authentically, then it feels like a friend. I think that's the thing
good,
about TikTok.
Good, yeah.
That it's people follow when they feel like they know you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's a point of it. It's like you're building this community of people that are rooting for you because they know your struggles. They know like what you like to do. They know.
Right.
So that's why they root for you, because if not, you could be any other face on the internet. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
But I love everything that you're bringing up, and I kind of related to what you said before, even with acting. It's kind of a fake it till you make it. Even with probably confidence and getting good at your videos, I think in being a content creator as well, there's an evolution. Like your videos also get better. It's not that you were the first video that you made
yeah.
where you're saying you probably got 200 views.
Yeah.
And you're the same person. It's not that maybe they weren't as good as they are now. You also started doing them. So you learned how to make them better. Even though it seems so obvious because we all have phones and whatever, actually doing content is not an easy thing that I think it's perceived sometimes as like a job that's not really a job. But I dare people, go make an account and get 100,000 followers. Get 200 followers. That's hard. It's not something
yeah.
that's easy.
It's definitely a practice too. And I
yeah.
feel like over time I've gotten better with like cinematography or knowing what shots I want in my videos. But yeah, that's been like a practice of mine every single day for years, making one to like 5 videos, 1 to 3 videos, just making at least one video every single day. And then when I look back at them, I think, how can I make this better? And then I'll change my lighting. I'll make my sound better. I like look up editing tips online. I just like, and sometimes when I scroll like on my like TikTok For You page, I pay attention to the way people make their videos. And then I'll think to myself, oh, I really like the way this person placed their phone here. I'm going to try that in my
yeah.
next video. So even when I'm watching content, I'm not only a consumer, but I'm also like thinking of like in a lens of how to create.
Kind of strategically.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And this is a great point of the skills that you've acquired through creating content. So you mentioned, for example, editing tips, filming and stuff like that, that you gained a lot of technical skills. Do you think it has helped you as well with maybe some other, maybe social skills, or how has it made you grow as a professional or as a person, your whole career on TikTok?
How it's made me grow
yeah.
my career? I would say that having a platform now definitely opens up more opportunities for me where I wouldn't have had them before. Like right now, I have this incredible job that I got by posting my videos online. The CEO of the company saw it. We had an in-person like interview together when I was in London in February. And then I posted a video about being unemployed again, and then he reached out to me like the next day.
Wow.
So I think that the way I put myself out there has opened up opportunities for me. And can you remind me of the question? I forgot.
No, basically that you've gained a lot
yeah.
of technical skills.
Yes.
Whatever you've learned through content creation also helped you maybe in social skills or basically did it give you hard skills like editing and stuff like that, while also maybe giving you soft skills as like you met this person. Did
yeah.
your career in TikTok also help you be better at networking, for example?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because now I'm like attending so many different events and I have the opportunity to be with in the room with creators who I admire. So then when I see them, I go say hi. I ask them for advice sometimes, or we just talk. And it's really cool because you know, when we're watching people online, they're like on our phones. But then when you see them in real life and you get to talk to them and see what it's like, it's interesting to see other people's perspectives. But yeah, I'll definitely say it's helped me with networking, because now I'm able to reach more people in the field of career that like I want to be in. And so now I get to have conversations with people whose jobs I admire, careers I admire, and it makes me feel like one step closer to my own goal, my own dream. And I would say I'm a pretty extroverted person and outgoing, so I don't think that networking is hard for me in that sense. Mm-hmm. I would just say that I've been able to be around more people than I have before.
Yeah, and that probably brought you a lot of opportunities, like you mentioned with your job. When talking about your content and being as authentic as you can while also having a consistency that you need for it to be a serious thing, do you ever run into a block of kind of like a writer's block, but for making your videos and keeping them very true to yourself, which is kind of your brand? Uh-huh. How do you balance that kind of duality of being super authentic with your life and what you're doing, but also being consistent with your videos? And what do you do when you're like, maybe today I don't feel that inspired? How do you get over that, those moments?
Oh my gosh, I will say I have a roadblock like every day. I'm like, oh no, because I try and post 2 to 3 times a day. But sometimes, like, when you post, some videos won't perform as well as other videos. And that can kind of be a little bit like intimidating, or I would say like it makes me lose a bit of inspiration for posting, because I think, oh man, like what if nobody's really seeing my videos? Then like, what, maybe I have to switch up my content. So I feel like I have to reinvent myself every single day, and I do feel stuck, but I think to myself, okay, let's just push through this. So I'll try and post like what I'm doing that day, or maybe I'll share a thought, but it's not every day that I feel inspired. I definitely have roadblocks, and sometimes I think like, oh man, like maybe this is over. Or I'll like be dramatic and I'll think, okay, maybe this is not it, but I really want this, but I really want. So then I just go, post through it all. Post through the struggle, post through the mental blocks, and just keep going, because somebody out there is watching your content. You're like, I think to myself, like whenever I post too, like I want to help other people, and I want people to know, like I come from like a small town, like in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I come from like humble beginnings. And so I want people to know from my town, like Elizabeth, New Jersey, or people who grew up like me, that you can be somewhere in life and that you can make it to where you like want to be. Mm-hmm. And so I really like hope that all of my posts inspire people and help them feel seen. So yeah, like I'm happy to share my downs and my successes when they come to.
That's, and again, I think that's why people follow you and like you, because that shines through, right? And it's that that authenticity that is so appealing, I would say. And I'm sure a lot of people see your videos and they get inspired by it. So even when you're not inspired, keep going. Don't ever be. And I get you, because I'm also so dramatic with everything in life. I'm like, okay, this is it. Done forever. But then you kind of process it and you're like, okay, no, let's keep going. And I love that you do keep going. Yeah. This is a podcast that or at least my target is for people in their 20s, because I generally think it's such a hard decade to live through. There's this idealization of life in your 20s is amazing, but there's also all this pressure. And in some ways, it's also amazing because there's less risk than maybe later on in life, because you get to fuck up since you're young, you're in your 20s, whatever. But it's also so full of pressure and kind of discovering who you are and things like that, that it can be very challenging. What have been some things that have defined your 20s and led you to where you are now?
Yeah. This is a loaded question. I will say that, like, everyone's living life for the first time, so nobody really knows what they're doing. Like, not even our parents and our grandparents. Like, yes. No adult, not even a 50-year-old man knows what they're doing. Everybody just learns how to behave themselves or live through life in a quiet lens, I would say. But, you know, like, for me, I just turned 27, and I'm like, oh, wow, like, I'm pretty close to 30. But guess what? I have no idea what I'm doing, like, 2 months ago. No, like less than a month ago, I was unemployed again. And so I'm just constantly, like, whoa, like, reinventing myself every single time. And now, like, I'm 27. Okay, like, I've jumped over the hurdle of unemployment, and now I have a job. Oh, this is great. But now I have no hobbies. Yeah. So now I have to find a hobby outside of my own job. So, like, every day or, like, every week, I think to myself, okay, like, how can I make my life 1% better, you know?
I like that.
And so whether it's, like, going for a walk with a friend, grabbing a cup of coffee, walking my dog and talking to strangers. Like, I love talking to strangers. I think it's, like, so fun, and just connecting with people outside of my phone too. But, yeah, I don't know. Right now I'm focused on, like, finding hobbies. Today I'm going to go do some pottery.
Oh my God,
I'm going to go take a croissant making class next week.
Love that.
I have a journal, and I journal all of my thoughts whenever, like, my mind is racing, and that helps me feel grounded. And yeah, I would say, like, up to now, what has made me who I am is, like, struggling through, like, financial hurdles, finding jobs, keeping them. Like, for example, when I was in college, like, I worked 6 jobs at one point in order to pay my way through it. I was an RA, I was a desk assistant, I worked at a juice place, I worked at a restaurant. I've worked so many jobs all at once, and I balanced my way through life. And I will say that even though I struggled so much growing up, I always had this persistence of, I'm not going to give up. I'm just going to keep going. And I just told myself, there has to be something good out there for me. There has to be something good out there for me. And that voice in my head just telling me it's going to happen, it's going to happen, that has kept me through. And sometimes when I go to bed, I think about all the things that I want to do in my life. I see myself walking in a red carpet, or I see myself producing a movie, or being a lead in an A24 film, or, you know, being an inspirational content creator. And then I sit with that feeling, oh, what would that make me feel when I have all the things that I want, all the things that I dream of? And then I just feel so happy and excited, and then I wake up the next day ready to go.
Wow. You left me speechless. I think whoever listens to that is going to be ready to go after they hear.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yes, no, yeah. Now I can picture this. Uh-huh.
Don't be afraid to, like, daydream, because, like, when I daydream, like, that really, like, that helps a lot.
Yeah, because I think it also starts making in your head more clear what you want for your future. What makes you most excited about, honestly, the what's left of your 20s, but also your 30s, like, in the future in general, what's your biggest kind of thing that you're looking forward to?
I would love to lead a really, like, beautiful, creative life filled with travel, and, you know, like, I want to pursue my creative dreams. Like, I've repeated myself a lot, but I want to do acting, I want to paint, I want to draw, I want to be able to have the time to do the things that I enjoy. So I think that in my 30s, I would love to have financial freedom and the freedom of time. Honestly, I think that's my biggest thing, the freedom of time to do the things that I love doing, and being able to be around the people that I love, and also, like, having more deeper friendships. Like, I would love to work on that, because in my 20s, like, I've been so busy that I haven't really had the time to really hone in on who are, like, my closest 5 people, and just see them every week, or show more love to the people in my life or the people around me. So I think in my 30s, it would just really be to, like, have more time and to know how to be more present in my life.
I like taking the question that way as well, where it's what you're most excited about can also be where you want to turn your focus as well, right? Because the things that happen to us do happen to us, but we also need to make them happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Either socially, career-wise, whatever it is, and it's what you said about time, and this keeps coming back to me in every single conversation that I have as well. Time is so limited that mm-hmm. whatever we do with it will determine how our lives are at the moment and how we're using it. And it's the compounding effect of time that leads to results. And it's what you're saying of when you begin something, it's not gonna be like it is 4 years after. And it's not that one, you, for example, and with your one viral video, I think there's that moment where it was like a peak and then things changed to get better and better and better.
Yeah.
But it's not that that one viral video was just like the viral video. You had been constructing that for so long and you got to that point because you put time into it and it was building that.
I will say that sometimes online people tell you all you need is one viral video to change your life. And I will say I've had viral videos before during my different eras. Actually, when I lost my job in November, I posted a video. Hey guys, I guess I don't have a job anymore. I'm gonna post on here like 50 times a day, drink a cup of juice with me. This is my first idea. And that video was viral. It got maybe 3 million views. Uh-huh. And that video didn't change my life because that video led me to the video where I'm outside with my resume in hand, ready to get a job at a coffee shop. So I will say that, yes, a video can change your life, but it's not just one. It's not just like one video. I think that it's after many videos.
Yeah. I think that applies to anything. Yeah. It's like, it's the compounding effect of effort. It's not just one moment that you don't wake up and make a dream come true because one day you decided to put all your effort in.
And I think a lot about the phrase preparation meets opportunity. For years, I've been preparing, posting. And then my resume video was my opportunity. And I easily could have been overwhelmed and thought, maybe this is not for me, I'm not going to post anymore. But no, what I did was I kept posting and pushing through it because I knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I prepared by already knowing how to create content, how to put myself online and how to push myself forward and how to build community. And the opportunity is the flowers that bloom from all of the work that I've been doing.
Amazing. And I'm so glad it's paying off for you because it makes me happy. And I think it makes everyone who follows you and likes you as a person, they're happy for you. And I love that about TikTok as well, that people are rooting for each other.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to someone in their 20s who might be feeling a bit lost, a bit stuck?
Yeah.
Do you have something to tell those people that...
Yes.
Just see this and...
Like, I've had many moments, like, in my 20s where I felt lost, whether, like, I was in a long-term relationship that ended and it was just... I remember being in a really bad headspace. I dated somebody for, like, 4 years and I always felt like... I always felt stuck in my life because at that time, I didn't, like, I wasn't feeling good about the person that I was dating. I felt like insecure in that relationship. And at the same time, I was working a job I didn't love. So there was so many things in my life that just didn't feel right.
Mm.
But the constant inside me was, but I have this dream. I have this dream like of being an actor or being seen and, you know, like connecting with people. And that one thing was the drive of my life that kept me going past a bad relationship, that relationship ending, past like my college career, no longer being a college student, and now figuring out my 20s outside of being a student, even though I've been a student for the entirety of my life.
Yeah.
So I think that like, yeah, you'll have like hurdles and moments that will feel like, oh, this is the end of the world. But I will say when that relationship ended, that was the best day of my life. Like I woke up the next day after that breakup and the trees were greener. The birds were chirping louder than ever. And you know what? Like I felt so much joy. I thought, I am free. I am free at last. This is great. And you know what? Sometimes breakups could be really good. Like
to a glow up.
We broke up like 30 times. So like by the 31st time, I was like, this is amazing. This is the best feeling of my life. So I'll say like when something comes to an end, there's something better out there for you.
It's a new beginning.
Yeah. Like for me, when I lost my babysitting job, I thought, oh, this is it. This is the end of my life. And I thought, girl, that was the beginning of my life.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of very good things coming forward.
How did you deal with the self-doubt of being let go? Did that affect you? Or besides the financial aspect of it, more in your self-confidence?
Yeah, I will say that I just felt for the first time really in the living in the unknown, because I've had a job since I was 16 years old, and the longest I've ever been unemployed was maybe like a week. Like, I've always had a job, and for the first time ever I was truly unemployed with nothing lined up. And so then I thought, okay, well, this is a little scary. I don't know what's next. I forgot your question again. What was your question?
How did it, like, being let go affect you?
You know, in some ways it made me feel down because I thought, but then in other ways I felt free because I thought, oh, now I can do whatever I want. Like, it's Monday, I don't have to go to work. Oh, let's go. Like, yeah. I'm gonna go grab myself a cup of coffee or something. I'm gonna go for a walk at 2 p.m. if I want to.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, I just had more freedom of time too. So at first it felt good, but also, you know what? Like, it felt good on my mental health because now I wasn't working a job that made me feel lost and stuck and hopeless. I was now, like, in a position to find something that made me feel great, motivated, inspired. And I feel like right now I definitely feel those things. Like, I feel inspired and motivated, and I love the people that I'm around.
So to anyone listening, know that you can go from feeling stuck and lost feeling that way.
Know that you can go from rock bottom to somewhere, you know?
And that's the message that I want to give out to people, because we don't hear about enough the struggles of the 20s. And it seems that the people that we look up to just magically had everything sorted out, when it's not that way. There's a journey to get to a place where you have more opportunities, or you feel happier with your career, you feel happier in your relationships. Maybe even, like, a good relationship took a bad relationship before to know what a good relationship is even. But then we just see the good result of things and we're like, how do I feel so lost? How do I feel so lonely, or whatever it is? But people understanding that the story behind is not that linear of, oh, it was so easy, everything's wonderful, and suddenly I have all these opportunities. No, there's a journey to getting to a good spot, I would say.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. Your dreams are kind of becoming true. I wish you all the best with acting. I really do see you. I can picture you. I can watch TV and, like, see Lohani there shining.
Thank you so much, Valentina.
One thing that I always love to ask everyone, because what we consume content wise I think really shapes our brains. Do you have any movie or TV show or book that you've gotten into recently that you would recommend to people listening to this?
Ooh, yes. Let's see. I'm a reader, so I really like to read. I would say definitely read Big Magic. That's a beautiful book. I believe it's by Elizabeth Gilbert.
What's it about?
And it's about, like, all about what we talked about, like, your dreams and the possibility of things and creativity in your life. But yeah, it's a beautiful, like, inspirational book.
Amazing.
And for fun, I really enjoy Sally Rooney a lot, like, Normal
Love
People,
her.
Conversations
Love
with Friends.
Her.
I read the book in 5 years and 2 days, and I'm a pretty slow reader. And right now, I'm reading, like, The Song of Achilles.
Okay.
That's really great. And there's another. I just finished the book Yellow Face.
Haven't heard of it.
It's about this writer who goes on a journey of, like, experiencing lows and then very high highs and then crashing down. But it's really good, too.
Okay. Yeah. Love. All the recs. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lohani, it was a pleasure having you. Love this conversation. I really do think this is going to be inspiring for people listening, and wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Bye.